Now, then. Dust, typeface, steam, bird. I'm tidying up, cleaning. I raise my arm to dust a shelf, and the room dims. I'm inside a tunnel. She was on a train, when trains had separate compartments and long seats that faced each other. She was leaning forward, talking fast with two people she did not know. Who were they? Where were they going? She wanted to know everything. Mystery, excitement, sex swirled between them, the thrill of discovery. She never met them again. She does not know their names. She thought of them, always wondered who they were. I'm stuck in a traffic jam. I look up from the steering wheel and see typeface on a cafe sign, white against black. The curling typeface sends a shock through me. It moves, lifts off. There is a whooshing sound. She was in Berlin, or was it Oxford or New York, in a dark cafe, drinking apple juice, cold Guinness, red wine in a small glass, leaning back against a wooden bench. Candles on tables in jars, cigarette smoke, watching all the people vibrating around her. Was it somewhere she'd been? Or somewhere she longed to go? I fill the kettle and wait for it to boil. I pour hot water into a wide mug to make tea. The steam floats up in a hot cloud and stings my eyes. She was in bed. She had time off school. She was ill and just couldn't get better. Her temperature would not go down. She couldn't read or speak. Her throat hurt. She lay in bed and looked out of the window at the sky, traced patterns in her mind with her fingers over and over again. Patterns on the curtains, on the floor, the mark on the wall, the light fitting the clouds, patterns forever changing shape. Did she trace patterns always after that? I'm digging up weeds in the garden. The soil is wet and sticky. A robin flutters on a branch nearby, beating its wings so fast they whir. She was running across the field with her three best girlfriends. It was summer and swallows were circling above. They were going to the tumble-down shed. They would play their ritual game, White Lady. Someone had to be the White Lady, and everyone else had to obey her. The White Lady had powers. She performed miracles, magic spells, appeared, instructed, and disappeared again. Where did the White Lady come from? Where did she go? Maybe it's because we've been cut off from our normal lives. Cut off so long now, we don't go anywhere anymore. Everything is the same. I started not going to bed, as if I wanted to stretch the day longer and do something, see something, achieve something. COVID has changed time, distorted my sense of time. I'm washing up, walking, chopping vegetables, turning down the bend in the road, and suddenly, of memory is so strong and overpowering, it seems to come out of nowhere. It's so real. I can smell it, taste it. I'm there. It's not related to what I'm thinking about consciously. It rises up, engulfing me. Most of the memories are from childhood, being a teenager or a very young woman. Unformed times, open moments. Memories of events that were often unresolved. It started happening so frequently, I tried to sink into it, extend it, really enter it. The memories feel as if I'm passing over the same point in my life again, just from a slightly different place, above or below, the last time I passed by. The event returns. I can cross into it, live it again. I might just walk through that doorway, meet those people, visit that place, and I would be there once again, transported instantly, then, now.